Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show. Tonight is October 9th, 2011. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Paul from Minnesota. How are you tonight, Paul?
How much time do you have?
Is that good, huh?
Paul's been sick the last several days, so I'm getting better, but still not up to par, if you will. So a little late back, I guess, if you could call it.
I'm glad you're here with us, and I certainly hope you feel better. I do have an announcement for everyone here at the top of our show. Not long ago, I received a text from Louie, and due to a family matter, he is unable to be with us tonight. We all know Louie very well. We know he is very reliable, and he is always here with us. He would not be here if this wasn't something that needed his attention, and he had to be there. He doesn't just call off of the show for any reason. So my thoughts are with Louie, and I'm glad that he, you know, is able to be with his family, and we wish him well. And I want to let you know that we do have Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis here with us to join us, and shortly we will have Mary and David of The Amazing Race to join us as well. But Cowboy, how are you doing? Thank you so much for being here with us tonight.
Thank you. Good to be here. You know, a different platform. You know, we're not talking Big Brother. We're talking Amazing Race. So it's a little bit out of my comfort zone, but I'm willing to jump in and be a part of the show. Wish me luck.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. We miss talking to you, and we're always glad to have you on the show. And, you know, it's been a while since we've talked to you, so it's nice having you back again.
Yes, it's good to be on. And, you know, I did have withdrawals. I know it's just been a little bit that we just crowned the winner of Big Brother. And so, but it's good to come home again.
Well, we've missed you a lot, too, I tell you. We've had cowboy withdrawals ourselves here on the Rad Reality Show. So.
Well, thank you.
It's nice to hear you again on the Rad Reality Show and have you home again.
Sure, Cowboy, you've been doing other things, but I do remember when Brendan and Rachel called in and from the CBS lot. Are you still thinking about trying to get them on at some point for a special appearance?
I am. I have left a message for Brendan. I'm hoping to contact him tomorrow. I'd like to narrow a date and get that
right.
set up.
That's
so.
Kind of, I'm sorry to interrupt, Cowboy. It's kind of why I brought it up. It would certainly be good to, you know, work that out as far as dates and so that we don't all of a sudden say, oh, hey, guys, by the way, tomorrow night we're going to, you know, it would be nice to have a little warning and planning and promotional time. So
we also have our other guest coming up on the line.
Let me say this just as a warning. I didn't screen the call. I just know that area code 606 is likely Dave and Mary. Is that right, Cowboy?
Yes, I believe so.
Hello.
Welcome, Dave
Hello.
And Mary. Thank you for joining us tonight on
Hi,
such
guys.
Short notice. Thank you so much. Mary?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, we're here.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight on such
oh,
short
don't
notice.
Don't worry about it.
I appreciate that so much.
I was kinda,
Have you been
like,
watching Amazing Race religiously this season?
Oh, yeah, we always do.
Oh, I thought so.
This is a different season because there's not many people that we don't like, you know?
Right.
I
usually give you
I
an edit
like
where you don't
them
like
them
a lot
too.
Of people. And I seem to like everybody.
I kind of like
yeah.
them all, too.
Hey,
yeah,
I
they seem laid back.
I don't know. Him showgirls was awful beautiful.
Can I just pipe in for a second? I
yeah.
didn't do many Amazing Race shows because I wasn't as loyal a follower last season, but on last week's show, I got scolded a bit and by Louie, and he said Ron would have I'm having trouble here. I've been sick. Would have scolded me for doing spoilers. So I really didn't talk to you about this, Cherry, but I didn't know how we're going to do it this season, if we're going to try not to reveal things, or what's the ground rules?
Well,
remember last week?
Yes, but, you know, I mean, we're doing this show to talk about The Amazing Race, and yeah. I think that's what we should do.
Could we kind of...
I believe they normally do it like week by week.
Poll the chat room and ask if there's anybody that needs to be warned ahead of time? Or why
sure.
Don't I that? Everybody in the chat room, is it okay for us to talk about tonight's show, or is there somebody that wants us to warn you ahead of time? So it's going to take about 30 seconds before they hear me in there. So
that's okay. Well, Dave and Mary, I personally want to thank y'all so much coming on last minute as well. You guys are part of this family, and we really appreciate y'all coming on.
Well, thank you. It's okay, though.
We like to call in.
Yeah.
Nobody else listens, in my opinion. I might as well give it to everybody on who wants to listen.
I think it's okay for us to talk about tonight's season. I mean, tonight's
oh, yeah.
show.
We always
is,
do.
This is what we're here to do tonight.
Last week, buddy, because it broke my heart that Ethan and Jenna is gone.
I really hated to see them go.
I wanted to watch him go around the world, you know?
They had so much heart about them. And, you know, I know they didn't really need the money, but they had so much spirit about them.
Yeah,
they're so likable, you
yeah.
know. They really
like,
are likable.
I really
people.
Wanted to watch them.
But, you know, everybody, like you said, everybody's really likable this season. There's nobody that's really nasty, you know. Nobody that's really mean and ugly on this season.
No.
No, I think the meanest team was probably already eliminated last week.
Who's the meanest team?
The two guys. I think they would have been the meanest. Bill and
Ron and Bill.
Yeah, they're gone. So everybody else is like really nice teams. But you have to give them a couple more weeks, and then that'll be where they don't want to help as much and be as friends as much.
David, right now,
it's like they said tonight, they can just about, you know, that one team wanted to help the other team.
David,
that way they can kind of pick who they want to go. You know, right now it's time to make the move, pick who you want to go with you, who you take to speak.
David.
Yeah.
I agree with you. They're a bunch of nice teams, but after watching tonight's episode, are they too nice? I mean, there was a lot of helping out.
That'll change in about 3 weeks. Then you ain't gonna help each other. Once you're there for so many days where you run the race straight through, you know, you're there so many days. And toward the middle of the race, you're like, you know, we got to go faster. We can't help the other teams. You know, we got to do this ourselves. We can win, you know. Right now, it's the friend stage.
Honeymoon stage.
Yeah.
It's early in the game.
Yeah, it's still early.
Yeah, there was a lot of helping out tonight. And that last challenge really was sort of difficult, I thought.
Oh, my goodness. I did, too. I mean, it could have lasted forever, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess we should start from the very beginning with Andy and Tommy leaving first.
Wait, they've left talk.
Yeah.
They left with the 1940s bicycle clubs off to Rutterburg.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. But they weren't on a race in the bikes. They were going at
a slow pace, right.
Yeah, and it was really cool because nobody could, speed to get up.
They were able to sort of enjoy the view, I guess.
Yeah, and not, race for it. It was pretty cool.
Right.
I like that.
Mary, I like the ride during the wheelie on the box.
Hey, Mary, I'm, like I said, haven't been as faithful over the years a watcher, but it did seem like they all started in a relatively close range. I mean, I guess from first to last people leaving was only 54 minutes, which was a lot different than last week's, you know.
Yeah, last week's was forever.
Is that tonight's, is that more normal to see people all that close?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
thanks.
Not always. I mean,
they're leaving the country.
Within an hour, Dave?
Yeah. Well,
no, usually the airports are the catch up. Just like last week, somebody was that far behind and able to catch up because of the airport.
They're going
to
catch them up on this airport, though. They want to hurry and get out of that country.
You have things like Arnie's pedal fell off. That's one thing that happened tonight. Somebody's taxi broke down. You have things that happen along the way that will cause a team to fall behind, and you'll find a straggler here or there, or you know, like you say, teams will split up because of airlines, and people won't be able to get on the same plane, and that will split the teams up, and the teams will become, you'll have two teams of, you'll have a team of, maybe three or four teams, and then a secondary team of maybe three or four teams, and you'll have two packs, so to speak, of team. And that really splits them up into two categories where they're trying to catch up to the front-running teams, and it gets really hectic then when they're trying to catch up by hours, and that's really hard to make up that kind of time.
It seemed like Amani and Marcus was way behind at one point when they changed their task and they went to the rice paddies.
Right. Well, they were lost in the taxi forever.
Yeah, and then they were way, way, way behind.
Then they
and
went
they
to
were
the,
able to make it up because it was the snowboarders, and if he would have remembered it at first, you know, then he would have gone straight through.
They went and they filled their grass bags up, and they didn't have enough grass in them. So then that's when they decided they'd switch their task, and they went to the rice fields and completed that task. And when they made it to the airport, they ran into Andy and Tommy, and Andy and Tommy gave them the clue to the temple task, and I think that's what really helped them move ahead.
Yeah.
Because that temple task tonight was unbelievable.
I thought it was really extra hard.
But the rice fields and the, or the grass beds was sort of difficult too, in the way that filling the grass bags and delivering the grass and the two sheep to the shed, and then filling the buckets with water and having to dump them into the trough. The clue said you had to only use two buckets. Well, apparently,
Zach and Lawrence used
four. Zach and Lawrence used four. And Andy and Tommy even said,
make sure you read your clue.
Right. And they were trying to tell them something there, but they didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
And Zach and Lawrence moved ahead. And that's when Andy and Tommy sort of fell into second place. But Andy and Tommy tried to tell them, you know, pay attention to your clues, boys, and they didn't listen. And also in that portion of the task, poor Kathy took a spill about six times.
She kept falling down her heart.
Oh, I'm right, baby.
Man, she went down so hard.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for her.
I also thought she was losing grass, and I thought, oh, my God, and by the time she gets there, they're going to say, Kathy,
that's what they would keep saying. Every time somebody fails, it's like they're losing grass.
Every time somebody fails, you can see them losing
grass. They're going to have to go back.
And then I'm surprised the teams remembered that they had to go saddle with their taxis. Because a lot of times teams will want to just run on to the finish line, you know.
Way ahead, and just because it was a chat question, we already talked about the penalty that Lawrence and Zach would get, and somebody in the chat thought that it used to be a 30-minute penalty.
That's what I said. It used to be 30.
I told them.
How did they determine that?
I didn't think it was no 15, but it was they changed it to 15s maybe in All-Stars.
I don't know.
Because
I've only seen 30-minute
penalties, too. And I wondered if there was different penalties for different types
but
of
they are. There's different
penalties.
Different things.
If you don't do a task, like season 7, Robin Amber, that was one of their tactics when they had to eat that big old plate of nasty food.
Well, no, it was like 4 pounds of meat.
Yeah, a whole lot of food. And Rob's tactic was, if we can talk somebody else into not eating it, at least we can beat somebody in the end, because he chose not to eat it, so he just kept making everybody else sick and not want to eat it. And that was like a tactic of theirs, and that's a four-hour penalty. If you don't do a task, then at the end you have to wait 4 hours.
If a vehicle messes up,
then you have to wait 2 hours before they'll bring you a new vehicle. We know that.
Yeah, we know that.
We got the 30-minute penalty twice where we were non-eliminated. 15-minute penalty is what I told him when it happened. He said, no, they don't have 15-minute penalty. And I said, David, I bet it is. And that's what it ended up being, because to me, that wasn't as big as it. It didn't look to me like that was major help compared to everybody else doing it either. And to me, if you don't do a task, I know that's 4 hours.
I thought it was 30, but I don't know. They change so much, too.
Because there are different penalties.
But they switch it up. I think, though, this year, last week and this week, twice already, different teams, they should realize you better read your clue and you better read your additional information. And you better make sure you read both of them. That way you don't get this wrong.
Just like in life, read the small print.
Yeah.
And read the small print.
They usually give you this extra sheet of paper.
They give you this extra sheet of paper.
Additional information sheet.
That always tells you what you can and can't do. And, and you've got to put the two together. I'm seeming to think that, you know, you don't really know this, you know what I'm saying, but they're not putting it all together. I mean, the additional information tell you, like, you can't fly out of this airline. You can't fly United or American. You know, you can't fly through England. And then when you get in the country, it might say a few other different things. You can only take a taxi with lights. You can only take a yellow taxi. You know, it gives you a lot of information and a lot of clues. And when you read your clues, you got to. I don't think they're paying attention and putting everything together.
Last week they had something posted on the table.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. That would have been like additional information.
But,
right.
Yeah, that was put.
That was put out in the plain open. Yeah, that was put out in plain open.
And basically, Andy and Tommy were the only ones that, or the first ones that read
it.
Yeah,
they was only three of them.
Yeah, they got a good eye for information. They do.
There was only three teams done it, so I'm thinking they need to start paying attention this year.
Yeah, it seems like there's quite a few of them that aren't really doing that. I think they'll catch on pretty quickly now.
Yeah, it's going to hurt some teams.
Yeah. Once they made it to the temple, they had to go through the international entrance, and they received the sarong. And that temple was so beautiful, but it was huge.
I know.
And it seemed like by the time they climbed to the top of it, they were exhausted already. And they had to identify four distinct Buddha statues with different hand positions and how each one of them were positioned, and they had to be able to demonstrate each one.
And I think I agree with you. They better start reading the effing clues.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I bet you the people coming up there hear somebody ahead of them or see somebody ahead of them counting all the little carvings, and they figure, oh, that must be the right thing to do, and they follow that person, and
yes.
They follow them right off the freaking cliff if they don't stop doing that.
I believe the old man's the only one that read that tonight with his son Zach, and I can't remember
mm-hmm.
his name. I think we're the only ones read that you had to have a number and a hand position. And the clue before it, at the end of it, said go to the top of the you was going to the top of the temple. A lot of them teams was going around the bottom, around the middle, or they didn't.
Right.
The top of the temple. You know what I mean?
And they were counting all the ones that were the small
yes,
ones that were carved
you gotta,
inside.
You got to be completely thinking everything.
They were counting like 400.
Yeah, and you just imagine how cross-eyed you'd be just looking at all. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
I know. That was unbelievable. I couldn't imagine.
The only thing went to the top of it. They just ain't reading their clothes.
All right, I'm going to back up a bit because we do jump around as things pop into our heads, but how unusual or how often does it happen that a taxi will run out of gas or break down? Is that pretty much a guaranteed thing that's going to happen every race?
Every show, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Every show or every other show.
Well,
it happens a whole lot.
That you know, the best teams can lose just by a taxi ride.
Yes.
Right.
We've had good ones and we've had bad ones.
When I watch that, it ruins
your game.
Yep.
And I also thought Kehlani and Lisa's taxi driver, who started laughing, I felt so with them. I so wanted to beat him upside of the head for laughing because it's not funny.
It is. It really is, because you don't understand the way we act when we're in different countries, and you're just thrown into country, and you don't know how to speak their language, and you imagine what this little cab driver is thinking of these two showgirls and how they're acting.
These beautiful girls acting like that.
he probably barely
understands.
Just
yes.
And he's just up there laughing.
Yeah, he's just laughing at them.
Because he can't understand the word they're saying.
They can't understand
I'm sure
him.
That's true, but...
Yeah.
You sit there and you get frustrated, and it would anger me. And then the other thing, the bike pedal falling off. Why couldn't they have grabbed somebody else's bike, huh?
I think it would have been like a 2-hour penalty, like it was for us when
yeah.
David got stuck in a.
Anytime there's a malfunction to your, you know, bike or to your equipment or vehicle that they give you, anytime there's a malfunction, and you need another vehicle or bike or whatever, it's automatically a 2-hour
penalty. So they decided it'd be faster.
It's faster
to fix
it. If you can fix it or do whatever in that time, then you know
wow.
it's 2 hours. you got 2 hours to do whatever. After
the other
two
thing
hours,
I thought about, but not knowing how far they had to cycle, is I think I would have just tried to do it Fred Flintstone style and just push with my feet and coast.
Yeah.
He did do it Fred Flintstone style. He tied the pedal back on with a string,
yeah,
or with a rope.
I think it's been hard, too. You know it's been loose and floppy.
I know it had to be hard to pedal that bike.
Oh, yeah.
That had to be rough.
Yeah.
I mean, that could not have been easy to pedal. But, you know, Amazing Race, you do what you have to do. That's the Amazing Race.
I got to jump back to is I know it has to be a, you know, hit and miss kind of thing, but really planting the rice seeds obviously was the quicker of the two tours because you saw Kehlani and Lisa, Liz and Marie, they gained big positional points by doing that.
It was just nastier.
Yeah, it was a dirtier thing, but it was faster to do.
The dirtier things always are faster.
Or the harder, the faster ones.
Yeah. But, I mean, a lot of times you don't really know. It's a luck picking them.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, but who would have ever thought the two girls would have chose to get in the mud?
I'm glad they did.
I wonder if they thought that there would be a lot of physical, you know, having to pick up big bags of grass or manage sheep or something like that.
Once it said sheep, I wouldn't have wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they might have been afraid of
those sheep.
The animals are the hard part of the race.
You honestly never know. I'm telling you, in our season, the Hynek, there's things. They did not like red. And I had my Belfry High School T-shirt on. Sweatshirt on. I had to take it off. They didn't like red. But Peter, we really don't think they liked Sarah.
No, it like spooked them.
And they spooked them, but I mean, theirs kept
Hynek
running off,
crazy.
Running off.
Our Hynek came after David and threw off his shirt, and then Carlin came in with the red shirt on. David hollered at him, "Take your clothes off." So Carlin took off her shirt and was only in her bra for the rest of the
thing. And it was cold.
I'll tell you, we saw Kathy fall so many times, and then when her sheep ran away, I thought, oh, my God, not another thing happening to him. You got to give those two just huge and major props. I mean, it's amazing.
They remind me a lot of Terry and Ian. They do. I mean, their mannerisms. And Terry and Ian went to Final Three, you know?
Yes.
So it wouldn't surprise me at all if they could go to Final Three.
Well, I believe they're well-traveled. So that part of it, they're okay at. They just, you know, and they ain't going to mess up a lot. They're just going to be, you know, at their own pace.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah, they're doing a lot better than you expected.
I want to break in here for a bit and say a special hi to some late joiners, including Big John, Night Owl, and Puff in the chat room.
And happy birthday to our Jess BB Love.
Yes, happy birthday. Cannot wait to see her first week of December for Toys for Tots. Last time I talked to her, she was really excited. So it sounds like we're going to have a good this year. I'm really excited, and I know that she is as well.
Let's go ahead and bring her up on air for just a moment.
All right.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hello. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're good.
Did you have a
happy
good birthday.
I went out to lunch, and I worked for 3 hours, and then I went out to dinner, and now I'm home.
And by the way, everybody, in case you didn't know, she can no longer be called a teenager.
Yes, I am an adult.
Yay!
I'm 20. Oh, my God. I'm halfway to 40. That's what I've been saying.
Halfway there,
huh? Third of the way to how old I am. Little sip.
We have something queued up for you, Jess. I think Paul's got it queued up and ready for you.
It's your birthday. It's my birthday too, yeah. They say it's your birthday. We're gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Cowboy on Facebook, Michelle Costa was on Facebook. Michelle Costa also texted me. I didn't, and then it was all my friends basically. That's not
cool.
Yeah, really? Nobody special.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Jess. And
you're welcome.
I hope you have many, many, many more birthdays ahead, girl.
Oh, I will.
You will, girl.
Are you watching Amazing Race? Do you want to talk at all about it before we put you back on hold? Or
I am just very happy that my two favorite teams are safe, Ernie and Cindy and the twins. That's all I care about.
I was getting ready to make a comment about Ernie and Cindy, Jess. Did you happen to
hear? Were you worried, Jess?
Oh, and Jeff tweeted me, too. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that guy. Sorry,
did you
Jeff.
Happen to hear Ernie and Cindy talk about how much they planned to get on The Amazing Race tonight.
That's crazy.
Did you hear them talk about it?
Yeah. Like, why would they do all that?
That was amazing to me that they planned and did all the things that they did to prepare for The Amazing Race. They talked about the packing list that she made and the language classes that they took and all kinds of things that they
exercise
did to prepare.
And workouts and
working out and all kinds of things that they did to prepare for The Amazing Race, which is smart. I mean, taking the language classes has to be one of the smartest things that you can do to prepare for The Amazing Race because you're going to be in all those different countries, but I don't know how you would be able to know which language classes to take.
Exactly.
But, I mean, they really prepared.
Cindy's self-described control freak, so Ernie just had to go along with whatever she wanted him to do, and if you knew what was right for him, you know.
Well, a lot of
Mary and David, do you have anything to add to that? Would you know anything about
about what?
How would they know what languages to
Mary
even take?
With me, it was different. I didn't, you know, we didn't do any classes or anything before we left, but The clue tells you that you're going to go to Shanghai, China. On the way, I would talk to people on the airplane, like the Chinese people. You can tell the locals, and you can ask them, can you teach me how to say thank you? Can you teach me how to say taxi? Stuff like that.
Within an 8, 9, 10, 12-hour period of time, you and her, she's speaking a little English, and you're speaking a little Chinese. You can, Mary would learn all the words.
They would help me with all the words.
All the major words.
Yeah, bus, plane,
please.
Taxi or cab.
Fast.
Please, yeah, faster. And that's where, they subtitled me saying quack, quack, and I wasn't. I was saying quack, quack, faster, faster.
Here's a chat question for you two. How far in advance do they know they're getting on that they can do all that stuff.
Well, if you go to your interview or you get called to do the round one, round two, whatever, to meet them, if you start training right then and there, and then by the time you wait 2-3 months, go to round three, 2-3 months, go to round four, and then wait, you might have what, Mary? 4 to 9 months?
For us, we had...
That's according to how fast they're going to put it together?
Yeah, we had a
at
month
least 4 to 9.
We didn't go for any auditions because David had tried out for Survivor. They wanted a coal miner for the Amazing Race that year. So they contacted us, and then within a month's time, we had to go to California for the final interview. And then
wow.
We got there, we knew that we were going to be on the show. But a
we
lot of people
we had a couple
didn't.
Months to
and
train
then,
or whatever.
Yeah, and then, you had, then we had 6 more weeks before we left to go on the race.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of time there if you really want to do it.
But if you do the full process, like David says, it is a good 6 months.
Maybe 9.
That if you're confident you're going to get on the show, just start as soon as possible. Like Tom and Terry said that the smartest thing anybody could ever learn how to do to be on the race is learn how to row a boat. Because they got lost out in the ocean forever.
And they trained on everything.
Wow.
You got to really be mentally ready for anything they throw at you.
Yeah, and as smart as she is with her languages and the preparing they did, like we were talking a while ago, it only takes one bad taxi to bring the best team down.
I still don't think with her learning languages is going to help.
I think it will.
Because a lot of times they put us in third world countries, and if you knew that language, it was still, they spoke a slang.
I think she did. I think she's doing an awesome job.
You don't know. It might help you in some countries, in some countries it won't.
I think it will.
Because you're going to be somewhere where, it's Chinese, but it's there's like 17 different languages in Chinese, and they're different. You know what I mean? You don't know if you get lucky.
Speaking of,
but like he said, there could be one taxi that takes them out of the race, and all the preparing and planning that a team does could be taken out by one bad taxi driver, and that's
but,
how the
so
amazing race
to,
is.
I'm trying to talk about, Liz and Marie were like in third place heading to the pit stop. And they ended up in eighth. Would that have been a taxi, or is it just not finding the pit stop? It really wasn't clear to me tonight.
They didn't have a taxi from the temple to the pit stop.
Oh, that's right.
A lot of them had to go back and settle up with their taxi.
Go pay their taxi.
It was like Amani and Marcus thought they were last anyway, so they went ahead and just told their cab driver to leave.
And settle.
In the end, it was harder for them to do that.
That's what they wound up.
So the taxi's sitting there waiting.
For that long.
Yeah, you can't check in until you settle up.
And you're in that temple for
a couple of hours. 4, 5, 6 hours.
Maybe 8 or 9 hours.
And that taxi meter is running.
It probably took him 20 minutes, I would imagine, to 20 minutes every time they went up to look at the statues.
I'd say
it was a 15-20 minute
all right, so
jog every time up, every time down.
They go back to that guy that's been sitting there waiting, and they have to negotiate a new price?
Because a lot of times that's pretty evil when you go out there to settle up and it's been 6 hours. And
you
might not have the money to pay, but they will not let you check in with Phil until your taxi fare is caught up.
And a lot of countries won't take the American money. Some will, some won't. And you heard that one saying it's plenty of American money. That's why they're paying. But the taxi driver must have took it. That he must have settled, or they wouldn't have let him check in.
And that's why Liz and Marie moved up so much, because they didn't have to settle with the
taxi.
They were able to run straight to the tent to fill and check in, because they didn't have a taxi to settle up with. They had ran to the temple because their taxi broke down.
Right.
So they didn't have a taxi to settle up with. Once they finished at the temple, they were able to just run to the checkpoint and check in.
Yeah.
Jeremy and Sandy's taxi broke. They came in third.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Liz and Marie, the twins,
they barely made it.
They barely made it, right.
Yeah, they were next to last.
Next to last, right.
Taxi management seems to be a huge, huge, huge deal.
It is. And then a lot of places, it's the directions to get to certain places. But I think the biggest deal was deciphering how to do that temple tonight, buddy.
Oh, my.
I don't know if I could have. Wow.
I think that one guy who helped the snowboarders, Zach and his dad, I think his dad was the only one, because he said we got to have numbers and hands. He knew exactly what he was looking for. He knew the first time he come back.
Yeah,
17,
when he came
17,
back.
17, 18. They just didn't get
they
the hands. You know what I mean? He's the only one that read the clue.
If they wouldn't have messed up with the buckets at the previous checkmark challenge, they would have came in number one.
Yes.
They wouldn't have had that penalty.
And I think they're the only one that read the clue right.
I like
well, I think that he's the only one that when he read the clue before it, when it said at the top of the temple, I think he's the only one that remember top of the temple. Everybody else got there reading numbers and this and that and not putting the top of the temple. You know what I mean? They just wasn't thinking.
I think Bill may have gotten it too. He the first attempt when he sat down or, you know, and Kathy was saying, hush up, he was at least giving four different numbers where other people just kept coming up there and throwing random 200, 400.
Yeah.
Was breaking it down and got the other people thinking, now what is he doing differently? Because we're getting like 400 and he's going through four different things and hands, and it seemed like he must have gotten it somehow.
Right. I thought so too.
Yeah.
And it was great. You know, Armani and Marcus, even though they had been given the clues, by the time they got there, they were so tired. They had forgotten what Tommy and Andy had told them, and they had to work it out on their own, but they did work it out. And when they got to Phil said, what place do you think you came in at? And they looked at him and they said, we have no idea, you know, we don't know. And when he told them six, they were just like ecstatic because they were so far behind earlier on.
How about the editing, though? I always, you know, you watch the editing tonight, and how many little interviews were they filling in where they showed Amani and Marcus sitting outside in the dark?
Yeah, that's what I told David.
And it really seemed like, okay, they're going to come in last because they're getting in pitch black of night, and here it turns out they really set me up for that when the editor
said. Yeah, they had me fooled there too, so don't feel bad. Because I love the football player team, the football player and his wife. I love them.
They have put themselves in bad positions so often and come through that it's, you know, you can't help but root for them, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, breaking news in the chat room right now.
What?
Did anyone hear what Michelle Costa did tonight? She saved a person's life with CPR.
Wow.
I know she worked the Patriots game tonight, church earlier today.
Okay.
They're saying that she saved someone's life with CPR.
Wow.
My hero.
Our girl, Michelle. She'll jump right in there when she's needed. That girl's not afraid of anything.
I wish.
Wow. I tell you what, I went to school as an EMT basic. A lot of people don't know that. And when I was doing my first responder in firefighting, I had to give CPR once. And obviously the old man did not live. But what was so weird is I didn't even think about it. I mean, that is the craziest moment of your life, is trying to save another life. And, you know, he was just too far gone time we got there, but you know, it was still, I mean, your blood is just pumping. I mean, it was just so crazy. I didn't even think about it, and then afterwards is when I started thinking about it, and I would see older people and I would see his face, and it was so creepy. But I mean, I would do it tomorrow. The thing is,
things happen so quick when you go to try to do something like that.
I didn't know you had gone through that type of schooling, Cowboy.
I was a firefighter and first responder and went through EMT basic when I was around 18, 19. It was my younger years.
Wow.
I was 18 when I got into all that, and it was the best experience of my life. I got out of it just because, obviously, the pay wasn't the greatest as an EMT basic, but it was also so hard because, you know, you had to deal with kids and stuff. But, I mean, blood and stuff don't bother me. It was just one of them things where it was like, I don't know if this is for me.
There's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of trauma.
But I mean, you know, it's one of them things where I'm glad I got to do it and I got the training, and that's why I take care of my mom. Now I actually moved my father in this last week, so now I'm taking care of my father. And so all the experience that I've learned, you know, obviously I am using it. I'm just, you know, doing it for my parents instead of everyone else.
I don't know if anybody's told you this lately, but you're an angel here on Earth, Cowboy.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. You know, I tell you what, God made me different, and I would do anything for anybody until they stab me and then I'm done. But, you know, I tell you what, I enjoy helping people, and, you know, I do love what I do. That's why I love entertainment. I love putting smiles on people's face. And one of my favorite movies is Patch Adams. You know, laughter is, you know, the greatest medicine out there. And he proved that. And so, you know, that's what I try to do.
And you're very, very good at that too, Cowboy. You are so good at it.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here with us.
I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything like that, but
you do the same thing.
No, I'm totally going back to Amazing Race. There was a pause, so I felt, you know, that I could. I give props to anybody that has that ability or has done that for people. I mean, now I feel awkward moving on and talking about something else.
We need to move on with the Amazing Race. Go ahead.
I had mentioned when Louie was on last week that there was like three teams that I was feeling that I thought were going to do well. I wasn't ready to pick a favorite. Like you all said, I like everybody, but just trying to pick who I thought might do well. I had turned myself around after last week's episode and thought that Andy and Tommy were going to be strong. I also felt the same about Lawrence and Zach and Ernie and Cindy. And I said, perhaps because I haven't seen as much airtime, I thought maybe Jeremy and Sandy might do well, and those are basically the top, you know, finishers, I guess, this week. Certainly Andy and Tommy, Lawrence and Zach came in, and then Jeremy and Sandy, I think, were third. So
third, right.
For being a casual observer, so far I'm doing all right, but I'm knocking on wood because it seems like whenever I – pick somebody in these shows, they end up leaving.
Well, I was really sad for Louie because Louie's team was Kehlani and Lisa, and yeah, since they got eliminated tonight, I'm sure that's going to be really sad for him. He personally knows Kehlani.
Oh, does he really?
Yes, and I think maybe Lisa too. But I know he knows Kehlani.
Kehlani is actually a transplanted Rhode Islander that went to Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And was talking with her out at Vegas, at the Vegas Bash, and she was at the Vegas Bash, and he was really rooting for that team. Yeah.
Wow.
So he was, that was the team he was rooting for, was Kehlani and Lisa. So had he been here tonight, his team would have been eliminated tonight, and so I really feel bad. But
I thought about him as well.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, do me a favor. If I ever do go back into the Big Brother house, don't let me be one of your favorites, okay?
Okay, promise.
Oh, my goodness, I had to say that. Hey, David Mary, speaking of going back, if they ask you to go back, would y'all do it again?
Yeah.
They
cool.
would. I would, if I had a promise of Australia, probably.
Well, hey, David.
And they're going to ask you to watch their kids, Cowboy.
David,
yeah,
I'm
sorry with four kids just to get up and go now.
David, question for you. Are you still trying out for Survivor?
I haven't seen any video, but I need to. I like Big Brother. I would like
Big
Brother,
but
Mary won't
take
me. So I won't even try. I won't even see a video for Big Brother because she'd hurt me if I went on there. So if I do any, it'd have to be Survivor.
Well, the thing is, I've already applied for Survivor, and they won't pick you because you've been on a reality show. So don't waste your time. Which is ridiculous. I mean, it's, I don't know. I understand to a point, but, you know, it is what it is. What they need to do is they need to throw a huge, like, Survivor reality star, you know, everyone versus everybody type thing. And
Big Brother
let's go all at it.
Versus the race.
It would be good.
Yeah. That would be great. Put us in different elements. You know, that, you know, we've never been a part of Survivor. So, yeah, let's put Amazing Race versus Big Brother.
That would be so much fun.
That would. Because, you know, two different type of games. And, I mean, yes, I mean, Big Brother is similar when it comes to the politics and stuff. But the Amazing Race would be really out of their element because, you know, basically you're your own. So they would have to really learn how to play that type of game. But David's up for it.
Oh yeah, I'm up and ready for any of it.
Yeah, you and David, Cowboy.
I'm up and ready.
I'd be mad at him if he ever voted you off the island. Okay.
All right. Well, yeah, we can do it any old way. But yeah, we're gonna have to get ready to go here in a minute.
Because
they've
got one
car that's wanting to work. We got to get the baby downstairs and let the kids go to bed.
Yeah.
I understand that.
But so we'll talk to you, Cowboy. Y'all let us know anytime you want us.
Thank y'all
so much.
Thank
you so much.
And Mary, I did send you an email. If you can try to get that to me as soon as possible, but I did shoot something to you.
Okay.
All right. Love you guys.
Talk to y'all later.
Thank you, Mary and David, so much.
Mary, it'll be Ben or Panther.
We've got a caller. I'm going to go ahead and pick him up by area code. Area code 603, you're on a Rad Reality Show.
Yes, it's Ben. I was going to do Zingbot, but you gave it away. You gave it away, Paul.
Oh. Sorry.
Okay. I didn't warn you. Usually I warn him ahead of time anyways.
You'll learn that I'm, yeah.
As various people and animals and plants or whatever. But
he didn't strain the call. I just picked you up by area code, so
Zingbot,
we
like,
didn't know.
Zingbot's like an
Android. I was about to, but it seemed like, I'm sorry.
But I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know, but I enjoy that stuff.
Oh, I know. No, I know. And I've got the little voice box. I'm going to be bringing it to Virginia next weekend, so I'll be running.
Great.
Out. Won't have the Zingbot suit. You know, I didn't get around to making that, unfortunately.
Well, give us you want to give us a little example, even though we spoiled the surprise of what it would sound like?
No, you're going to have to wait for next time now. You'll have to wait till next time. All right. I just went outside so I get a better signal. Oh, goodness. So, hello, everybody. Anyways, I was calling in because when you're talking about Kalani, she's also a friend of Rachel's. I don't know if that got mentioned or not because I held up on the phone.
We mentioned that to Louie, and Louie kind of downplayed that relationship. They may have met each other, but it doesn't sound like they
really
knew each other as well as...
Right.
Didn't go through, like, grade school together then.
Right.
No, but...
Well, that's a shame.
Maybe had met each other, you know, at a party or something in Vegas a couple of times, but not to the extent that they really knew each other that well.
Uh-huh.
So Rachel has met her and knows who she is, but the
certainly
way Louie
wasn't
talked,
like
it was
best
not...
buds or anything.
Did anybody else find her exit, like, somewhat emotionally draining?
Yeah, Louie talked a little bit. I didn't even realize till Louie brought it up that she was a single mom. Maybe they talked about it early in the season, but I missed it. And it started kind of coming out more tonight that I was aware of it, at least.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm a single father, and she can come and move to Oklahoma, and we can have all of our kids. We'll be called the Brady Bunch.
I'll mention that to her on Friday. I'll hook you up, Cowboy. I'll do my best.
Oh my God, that's coming up. Yeah.
When
do you start? Are you driving?
No, I'm going to start hitchhiking sometime on Tuesday afternoon. I should be there by Friday. I'm sure I'll make it. Bring a big knapsack, you know. I'm good. I'm good to go. I get around.
And so what is the real story?
Of course he's driving.
I'm
wondering
when
do you arrive and you want to talk at all about...
We should be there Friday. Friday afternoon, and we'll be there for the VIP meeting on Friday night, which I'm very excited for because I had possibly got another reality star to attend the event. I don't know if April has cleared it or not yet, so I won't discuss it yet, but if it works out, it'll be a great surprise. So,
Is there anything you want to share about our last show at all? Or is that putting you on the air and on the spot?
About the what?
About Thursday's show. Our last show that we did.
Thursday's show. What did we do? I've had a rough weekend.
Who didn't show up?
I'm sorry. Tracy's uncle had an aneurysm and is still in critical condition in the hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
And she had taken, in her haste to get there, she has like two cell phones. She took the wrong phone, and then she didn't have the number to call in on, and she can't Facebook on her other phone.
Well,
so,
that's what
know,
I said on the air.
In the hospital, you know.
Said on the air that she is somebody that is very reliable, and there must have been a good reason. Hopefully it wasn't a bad thing, but it turned out it was.
The last message I got from her was last night that his condition was still critical. So.
Oh, no.
Wow.
You know,
I thought some prayers were with her and her uncle.
Yes. That's exactly what I typed back to her, too. So, hopefully we'll get to see her next weekend. I don't know if she's going to be there or not now, but she does have plans to be at the festival. So I'm pretty excited. You know,
well, hopefully you'll be able to call in.
Yeah, well, I'm going to do interviews as well. I mean, you know what I really want to do, and make it easy on everybody, I'm going to basically ask the people that want to come up and, you know, be interviewed what their real Twitters are, what their real Facebooks are, if they wish to share them, Are there any other things? Maybe Google Plus, but I don't know who uses that. So, but I know Paul has a great list of real Twitter users. And, you know, I want to add to it or make Facebook lists like that, you know?
You mean a list of
they're real. The real accounts of the people at this event. You know, the reality stars that have their various accounts.
That's what I was starting to talk about. If you're talking about reality people who are on Twitter and that are attending events, I did that with a lot of work for Vegas Bash 2010. I did not take the time to do it this time for 2011.
We can talk about all this.
I certainly have done that in the past, but I don't really have a list as my bottom line of this year.
Right, but I mean, you've got a nice start, though. So, and, you know, anyways, in a nutshell, that's one of the things I plan to do. I would like for people to think about questions to ask. And on Thursday night's show, if you're having one, you know, maybe I can call in from the road and see what's up. But I'd like to be able to ask some of the people some questions. Jess has given me some questions to ask. If you guys want to do the same, let me know, and I'll ask.
That would be awesome. Let's bring up Chi-Town Joe and see what he's thinking today.
All right. And before Joe starts to talk, I need to ask this, because it could come into play. I know that Superpass will be doing live streaming starting at some point, I believe, Friday. And it sounds like Kevin is going to be the go-to person again. So I don't know how that will, you know, interject with anything that we would plan on doing. So
we're doing the red carpet on Saturday. The Friday thing is a private VIP meet and greet type thing, and it's just going to be a small group, really, and then the reality stars. So,
but they're going to be doing live streaming, and I don't know from when to when is my point.
Right.
On Super
Pass. I'm not sure either. But Saturday will be the day that we'll be set up on the red carpet. So I even made a banner and everything. It's pretty cool.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi,
hey,
Joe. You're live on the Red Reality Show. How are you, hon?
I'm doing great. I was going to ask Boom Boom, be watching out for the first showing of Nick from BB8. He's supposed to be there.
Yeah, I heard that. Did hear that,
yeah. Yeah, because he's starting to reach out to some of his old housemates on Facebook.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome. He's coming back out of the woodwork.
Yes, he is seemed to come back.
I did that once.
So I think that might be the one to talk to,
what,
especially if Christian's there, you know.
Oh, boy, but you didn't do what he did.
Yeah, true. But I'm glad he's coming back out.
He came out of the closet and I didn't.
Somebody, no. somebody
yeah,
got
up. Yeah, I know about all about you, cowboy.
Cowboy.
The other day.
Had to fill cowboy in if he didn't know. Somebody put out in public a picture of Nick totally naked and totally aroused.
Yes.
Really?
Must be so proud.
Yeah, it was...
You guys didn't know about that one?
I'm telling Cowboy. Cowboy didn't realize this.
This is very true.
You know, I'm really smart when I do camp. Oh, let me keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, you should.
You have your date.
I don't think Cowboy you would do anything like that.
So no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you've got children.
Cowboy, the point is, after that happened, it was understandable that he kind of went, you know, silent, went into hiding, if you will, from embarrassment, I'm sure, and it's just that he seems, from what Joe is saying, he's seeming to kind of been trying to reach back out again. So,
cool. Yeah.
Mark, I don't believe that was actually...
reaching out with? What is he reaching out with?
Well,
I don't actually believe that that was Nick that posted that. I believe.
No, I know exactly. I know
that,
who posted that.
That was somebody that he might have just broken
with
up with.
Yes.
Russell Vance.
Now, you got to be nice. Brendan Hance just became a Facebook friend of mine, so.
Oh, did he? Yeah. He requested me. I added him.
Yeah, he's a very religious guy.
Yeah, I guess so. It's definitely his real Facebook.
Yeah, that's his real Facebook. So
no doubt
maybe,
about
maybe
it.
You can get him on the Thursday night show soon, you know?
I'm going to work on that.
But
we
can't swear.
First.
No swearing.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to have one of those nights, you know?
Yeah, he has
those
a
nights.
Gorgeous wife.
They're
a young couple, and they're all about the Bible and God.
That's awesome.
Doing good.
My mother doesn't believe it, so she's really rushing to get on Facebook, so she can get to see what he. She actually wanted to come up to see his page on my computer first. So, she don't believe it because she can't believe that she thinks he's the devil. So.
Well, he's torn.
How's she doing with her computer classes, Joe?
Yeah, she's coming along slowly, but I would say about maybe a month, you know, because by the time we set up everything for her and get the high speed internet in and hook everything up for her and Facebook her and all that, she'll be up there ready to go. She'll probably be ready for. By the end of the shows.
How old is your mom, Joe?
She turns 80 on the 24th.
Oh, my.
So,
Cowboy,
she's ready.
She is like the biggest reality show fan.
Oh, she's a freak. She's a real freak. That's what Jody was asking me, you know, whatever. I call
we
it.
Gotta
I
get her
just
on here,
it.
Man. You got to get her on here. You got to get her on the show.
Oh, she would talk to you for hours about Survivor and Amazing Race. She called me up. She was so pissed off that the Amazing Race was going to be late. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did she get pissed off?
Oh, tell me about it.
Ice
cream, you know?
Yeah.
8 o'clock. I'm like, a whole bowl full of ice cream ready to go. Oh, you have 35 minutes. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, we both wanted to come up to New Hampshire for the Toys for Tots. But but her and I are doing the one in Chicago because I belong to the Chicago bikers version of that.
Well, yeah,
And my mom and I both have new electric wheelchairs.
Cool.
So, and it's like a 26-mile biker rally that they all dress up as Santa Claus. And
here's my question for you, Joe. Have you popped any wheelies with it yet?
I can because I have a really great one, and my mom's about to get her new one. So
plenty of stuff. That would be
on video. Joe, just so you know that y'all are welcome to New Hampshire. We've got several. I think we're going to actually have probably the most reality stars we've ever had at the event. And, I'm not.
I might be able to come up there, Cowboy, but I have to come by train because of the wheelchair.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Well, I'm not putting out the list yet because we're still hashing out who is confirming. But I will say this. I believe that we're going to have more than just Big Brother people there. We actually have branched out to Amazing Race and Survivor this year.
No, that's good.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like they're going to have the biggest reality of the Toys for Tots event ever this year. So
I'm excited.
Sounds like
and we're getting fans
going to be
from
the Toys
Canada
for Tots event
to
be at.
People from Canada are coming, so.
I really would, but I just have, you know, the streets are a little steeper than in Chicago. Everything's kind of flat down here.
It's pretty flat. Portsmouth's pretty flat. It's not bad.
Oh, it isn't
that
bad?
Wide sidewalks. Yeah, there's plenty of, it's easy going. I have a couple of friends in town that are in chairs.
I can walk a little bit, but, I can't stand for like a whole parade, you know. I have to be in a wheelchair for that.
You could wheel in the parade with us.
Yeah, it's electric, so I don't have to worry about that. I go 26 miles.
We'll decorate your wheelchair.
Oh, that's
there you
go. I have a car horn on my wheelchair.
Nice.
I do. A real old Cadillac car horn.
Come on, Joe. You know you need the horn that they play at the Blackhawks game. You need one like
that. Now, that I would love.
Play it.
That I would love.
Play it. You've got it, Paul. Play it.
Oh, or Dick the Hazard horn.
You need a Zamboni.
I actually have that, too. You know, they do make a horn that you can program that plays Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah, the little electronic ones, yeah.
Yeah, they're real small electronic ones, but the one I got is you won't miss me. Because
in
Chicago, people are crazy.
Do you have enough room for a compressor on that thing?
Huh?
Do you have enough room for a compressor on that thing? A little, like a mini compressor?
Yeah, you could put it on my. Yeah, because
I bought
one that holds an extra 100 pounds.
Well, a friend of mine got a set of air horns off a train, and I've got a mini compressor. So if you want to get really crazy, we can rig something up.
It sounds like there's something that might be pretty cool.
You know. That will go viral on YouTube if we do it. So just keep it in mind. You're going to get a million hits.
No, that's okay. I've been hit on before. When I was young. I would love to really go to New Hampshire. I love it up there. When I was young and playing in bands and stuff, I did a lot of touring and on the East Coast, yes, and played, from BGs to there used to be like three nightclubs connected right behind the green wall at Fenway. I used to play in.
It's
like
still there.
Yeah, the 13 Up or the Spit Up or something like that.
Yep.
But this is many years ago, you know. And I used to play in Woodchuck. I can't say the words because, you know, you're in town for one night and you're out of town, you know. But, Rhode Island. I've been all up in there. I would like to go back as an older gentleman and just kind of, you know, make me
check
feel good. Yeah, yep. Right.
Relive those memories.
Yeah, kind of look
cool.
At the young girls, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Michelle
would
beat
me up. Do
you
know when the live streaming will start? Will that start on Friday night?
That's what Michelle's saying. Michelle from the Bronx.
Probably.
Hold on. Is the question about Toys for Tots live streaming or reality?
I think that, we will have a streaming Friday night. Friday night is usually, it's not set in stone, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be similar to last year. We're going to do, I'm going to host the reality games like I did last year. So, it'll start streaming on Friday night.
Okay.
That's great.
I've got a couple
other
reality questions if anybody's seen these shows when it's appropriate for me to ask.
Yeah. And then if any time you guys want to talk about the new real world, I've fallen into that. Well, I didn't think I would fall into that.
George,
I started watching that too. So
yes.
Maybe
it's only
on
been
Thursday we can...
It's a great show. I like the people.
All right.
So far.
Well,
Thursday we can talk some.
I didn't know that had started. Yeah, well. What city are they in this time?
San Diego.
Okay.
Wow.
Here's what I wanted to ask.
A lot of beach.
Has anyone been watching the History Channels around the world in 80 ways?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I haven't. They've asked me to.
It's awesome.
I wasn't sure I'd like it, but it was fun.
Yep.
It's,
now, Jeff's
it's,
supposed to have something to do with that, Paul, right, where he's going to comment on
no,
it?
No, that's
or?
around the world for free. This is around
talking,
the world in 80 ways. This is Rob.
What we're talking about around the world in 80 ways is they have to go around the world using 80 different modes of transportation, and they cannot repeat those modes of transportation.
Oh, wow.
And it's Boston Rob, and he's paired up with this wild guy who...
Oh, that's right. My mom told me about this show.
Who created the biggest monster truck. I've already forgotten the name of the monster truck, but it's like the most famous monster truck
out.
Right.
Bigfoot.
He is a hoot. He really makes it, and the interaction between he and Boston Rob is just priceless.
Classic, yep.
All right.
Yeah, my mom loves Boston Rob. I don't know if she likes him.
The other one, I don't know. I haven't watched it. I recorded it, but Ken Burns. Are you familiar with Ken Burns' work?
Yeah, I watched his Prohibition.
Okay,
yeah,
Prohibition
crazy.
Had a three-parter that I have yet to watch, but I was noticing at the end of one of the episodes, at least in our local one, they filled in like the 20 minutes worth of what's coming up on PBS.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the shows that they had a long commercial, it was like 6 minutes long, is called America Revealed, and it will be airing in 2012. They didn't say when. But the host of it is Yul from Survivor.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
And it looks fascinating. And I even thought I might see if PBS has a clip of the promo of it. But it's called America Revealed. And if they don't, I might try to YouTube it. But you might try going to the PBS website and looking up TV show America Revealed, and they might have. But it looks like it's going to be just fascinating. It's hard for me to describe without you actually looking at it, but I didn't know if anybody else had seen that.
No, I haven't seen that
yet.
Because they kind of they ran them pretty much, like today they ran them back-to-back, and I was having problems because I wanted to watch the George Harrison bio by Martin Scorsese. And speaking of that, you know, it's, would have been John Lennon's birthday today. He would have been 72. So Paul got married on John Lennon's birthday. So,
what's up with that?
Yeah, she's rich. So
no,
he doesn't have to worry about that.
He's rich. He's rich and she's a bitch.
No,
she's
rich.
No. Oh, she's rich.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
She inherited something. Like truck management, waste management, or something like that.
Oh, good Lord!
So she's about maybe three quarters worth of what he's worth.
Wow!
So that's kind of cool.
Could be love.
Yeah, not like the last one. But and then Julian Lennon's album's coming out, and I've heard it already, so it's pretty good. So
cool.
Talking about John, but 72 years old.
Wow.
That's something else.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so the way I knew that Nick was reaching out was he reached out to Joe Barber, and I found out. So I had heard that he was going to go to, that was his first coming out, so to speak, of at the reality rescued next weekend. A lot of people seem to be coming.
Oh, yeah. It's looking pretty crazy.
What
on December 8th, I always play John Lennon's Christmas song, and that's how I start my Christmas holiday season. That's the anniversary of his passing, and he never actually got to hear that Christmas song be played commercially. Because it didn't air before he passed. He made that song, and it never actually got aired before he passed.
It was funny.
So I play that song on December 8th every year to start my Christmas season. And
it's funny how Harrison handled that before he died. He talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a shame. But
I've got a question, Ben, because you're going, I am sure that you have been going to the website to see who all is going to be there. What roughly are the number of celebrity or reality people going to be there?
I think it's right about 100, maybe a little bit over. I haven't actually checked it since about midweek last week.
All right. My other question is, I would, after seeing that commercial for America Revealed, I thought it would be so cool to have Yul on, but it seems like he's probably, as a winner, maybe a little more inaccessible, or, I mean, I don't remember having ever seen him show up at any of these events. What do you know about Yul?
Yeah, I don't I don't remember seeing him at any of the events, but you know, it seems to me that he would be accessible with this coming out. He's going to want to talk about it, so maybe now is the time for one of us to track him down and see what he's got to say.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to ask, kind of just because I've got you available to talk to, Cherry, is have you had any response from Adam as far as me getting that song that I did for him?
If you'll check, yes, he did leave the information you requested. I did DM him. And
all right, guys, I want to tell you that when he came on our show, I really threw the song that I did for him really wasn't what I wanted to do. It was something I threw together in like 10 minutes because I've been collecting so much stuff. I had intended to do something totally different, and I ended up collecting a bunch of metal songs that I put together, and I finally finished it about a week after he was on with us, and it turned out to be 8 minutes long, and it's just not something I think we could put on the air because it's so damn long.
We go make a sandwich or something.
You know what we missed was the Shelley song, because that's right when you guys cut
right
out.
That was in the podcast.
On the he says, I have a song for you too, Shelley. And she goes, oh, my God, really, Paul? And then it was like, oh, shit. So, excuse me.
Hey guys, well I'm a bow out. It's always great to talk to you guys.
You too.
Well, Cowboy, I can't thank you enough for coming to us on such short notice and offering us your time and the courtesy of joining us for the Amazing Race Show. It has been a joy to hear you on our show again. I thank you so much for getting Mary and David to join us as well.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
Hey, Cowboy, when it gets colder out, you got to come on at least once a week and give a cold a soup or a recipe for cold weather.
Yeah, I know.
I do got some of them, absolutely. I made some sirloin patties tonight that was delicious. I'm going to actually be cooking for Friday night. At Toys for Tots, I'm doing the cooking this year.
Oh, wow.
I'm really excited, and, you know, Panther was like, are you sure you want to do this? I said, yes, I want to do it. So I'm really excited. I'm going to get to bring some ideas to New Hampshire for Toys for Tots.
You know, if you put together a book, you could sell the book along with the calendar.
Yeah, a new calendar at that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember, when we got to get Cassie, she said she'd give a picture up.
You guys. What calendar?
I thought you guys were doing the calendar for next year.
No, you guys said that we were.
That's all right. All right, guys. Love you guys. Y'all have a good one. Thank y'all so much, everyone listening and everyone podcast. And people that's going to listen to the archives. Thank you so much. And, Louie, if you're listening, I hope all is well with the family member.
Thank you, Cowboy. You have a great night.
Cowboy.
Yeah, he's that would be – I thought – because I fell across a page on Blog Talk where it talks about you guys putting out a calendar.
I think that was you talking about us putting out a calendar.
Somebody putting out a calendar, and then that would be a great place of, well, you know, like Cherry, you and I talked about T-shirts. You know,
I'm still getting ready to work.
And I was going to call a place that I came across that would make maybe hats. What do they call it? Embroidered hats, you know? And all that would go to you guys. And
that
was,
cool.
And they were cheap. I think it was only like $4.95 for an embroidered hat. That's
right.
Just for one hat, and the price goes down with every more you want to buy.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't need to have a size on that.
Yep, you have little buttons in the back, yeah.
Yeah, so thinking of that. And it, oh, you know what, Ben? It wasn't plastic back either. It was all the way back where you would have to, you know, you have that little clip on it, you know.
Oh, yeah, yep.
The nicer hats.
Cool.
So... And so I thought, boy, I was thinking of calling them because I was looking for horror T-shirts, you know, because I'm in the horror mode right now. If you go to my webpage, or you know, the profile page is all monsters now. So,
nice.
Yeah, I just love that stuff to death. I was going to shoot you guys a copy to play before Michelle opens up tomorrow night of Buffy the Vampire Slayer's theme song instead of Michelle's usual Manic Monday.
Considering what she went through tonight, I don't know if we want to do that or not.
Yeah, I know. Wow, that's amazing.
Because I've got more than 3 hours of very famous horror film music that you might want to, because she's on Halloween.
What's that?
I finally watched the first episode of American Horror
Story. I didn't do it, Paul. What did you think?
Really freaky.
Yes.
I am so looking forward to the next episode.
Yeah, they got to do something. I just want that Dylan McDermott to keep his pants on, you know? He's more naked than Crazy James is on his season.
Oh, good Lord.
And then Crazy James moved back to New York City, by the way.
He's what? Oh, he did? Yeah.
Yeah, he moved back to New York yesterday.
I saw him dancing on the feeds right behind you, Cherry, at one point.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on the table with Rennie at one time dancing, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He
did a table dance with Rennie.
He also dropped his pants at one point, too.
Oh, good Lord. Well, somebody
did
had
that.
With a fan. Yeah, he got really out of control later after he drank for a while. So.
No.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to wrap this show up for tonight. Thank you all so much for joining us. We've had a wonderful time.
We got to give Michelle an extra bottle for tomorrow.
I hope you all
join
us. Thank you all for being here with us. I'm going to play a couple of very quick clips, and we're going to say goodnight with Ron. Thank you all very much again for being here with us. We're getting back in the swing of having our Sunday shows, so join us again next Sunday. Join us tomorrow night with Michelle Costa for the Manic Monday.
The Crazy Show.
We will see you then.
Night.
Good night.
No Kansas tomorrow.
Yeah, just that and nothing else.
Did you start something, Cherry?
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Here's a song I'm going to play. It's called Sometimes He Comes Storm. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Like white water pounding.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. Don't miss the show.